This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Last night ended up at one of my favorite bars in New Orleans, a little dive bar called Chart Room. Enjoyed that. I'm going to confess, though, all my various employers, although Odyssey allows me to expense nothing. I have no idea how they get away with this. Chart Room only takes cash, which really does a number on the expense account game. You're listening to B-Mitch and Finley. We are live Media Row. New Orleans, Louisiana, in advance of Eagles, Chiefs. A lot to be excited about this weekend. Really got to just credit Jaden Daniels and the player and the person he is and the family he has. And honestly, even his representation, like his management team, like they just do it right. I was blown away, B. This kid won two awards last night and talked, did his podium, did a scrum. He did one-on-ones with me, Chick, and then again with me and Mitch for Monumental. Pretty damn impressive, man.
Yeah. I mean, some people have it, some people don't, and they wonder why they don't get it.
I have a question for you as we talk about the quarterback. I don't think you can say it yet, but if they win this weekend, if the Chiefs win this weekend,
yeah.
Do Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid move ahead of Belichick and Brady?
They jump a lot closer. I think you would have to win a few more to begin to be there. But it would have been four in basically 7 years for him when Brady won seven in 21 years. So you start to think about it. And if he were to win one more, you know, in the next year or so, 2 years, hell, you damn sure have to start discussing it.
I mean, if he wins this week.
I say 4-7 because he didn't start the first year.
If he wins.
The first year he was.
Yeah, it was the Alex Smith show.
But since he's become the guy, he's been in the AFC Championship game every year.
Does it change, though, B? Nobody's ever three-peated.
No, it doesn't change. It's just you got to realize also what Tom did. Being a guy who was drafted in the sixth round, you know, that I think that elevates Tom a little bit because you look at, like, we give first rounders so much. What do we always say? If you draft a guy in the first round, draft him in the top 10, he's supposed to be good. That dude was drafted in the sixth round. And I think Tom's work ethic and his determination not to be ever, outdone. Grew him into what he is. Pat has a natural thing.
You know how I gave Donnie a hard time when he was in studio with us last week or two weeks ago? I might have to give AD a hard time. You know how hard it is for me and B to focus, let alone you?
No. Don't put me with you. Don't put me with you. How hard it is for you. You can't focus on one thing.
Ooh.
No,
I can focus on that.
Now you got food.
I can focus on that. Den Day is with us. Den's a young man. I'm old. Brian's younger than me. We live in a microwave society, and there's an unfortunate rush to judgment and a recency bias, undoubtedly. And everybody wants to validate everything on social media immediately. Den's a young man. Who's your greatest of all time?
It's still Tom Brady. My question for you guys was going to be, if you're having that conversation, do you think he's already surpassed? If you're talking Rita Mahomes, that they've surpassed Montana and Walsh. Because I think three-peating for them definitively puts those two ahead of Montana and Walsh. Because right now it's Brady.
I think you never saw Montana and Walsh.
I
like for you to say that matter of fact.
See, he's looking at
– I don't think you ever saw Montana.
But I think what Denton is doing, like most people this day, the number.
So yeah, I look at the. You put him above Brady and Belichick before Montana and Walsh?
I'm not putting anybody anywhere yet.
Because that to me, that's what felt like the question was. Because I have Brady 1, Montana 2, Mahomes 3. In like the all time, okay. I have him above Peyton Manning.
I just think if you win four.
I love Peyton. He's definitely ahead.
If you win 4 and you would have been in 5 in 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than winning 7 in 21 years.
I think the three-peat,
you know what I'm saying?
That's never happened. Oh, some old dude last night was yelling at me about the Packers pre-Super Bowl era. Shout out to the Packers pre-Super Bowl era. I'm sure that was
incredible. That doesn't even feel like a real thing.
I think there were 8 teams in the league. Like, right. I just don't know. That said, I wonder if we – and this is a unique spot for you – I wonder if we don't give Andy Reid enough credit.
Oh, no, I give him credit all the time.
I know you do. Yeah. I'm saying at the royal we.
But what it is, what people, like I always say, people come to see the players, not the coaches or the damn, or the owners. But it's somebody behind the scene cooking up all this stuff, and Andy Reid is that guy. You give him 2 weeks, you got a problem. You know, but he and Pat, they now – seem to think just like each other. And that's the overall thing you look for. Now, when you look at that, most head coaches have an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. Andy has had offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, but Andy,
come and go.
Andy still gets the credit for making all that stuff work. And he had just traded for Alex and went out there and moved up and drafted Pat. Pat played 1 game his first year. He threw for 300 yards plus. The next year, Pat was the starter, and Alex was gone.
It is I don't know how it all stacks up, and I think the need to rank and all that is a little – they're all great, right? I think Mahomes has – like the PFT, like the Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks, Mahomes is on it.
So, like, I like using these car analogies. So, if I go out there and I buy a Ferrari.
You're the only one that can use
this. That's Pat Mahomes. But all of a sudden, you got this Volkswagen come up, Tom Brady. But the Volkswagen, well, I'm not going to use Pat just yet. Somebody else bought a Vet, and you bought, and Tom come in. And that Volkswagen kept beating that damn Vet over and over again. And now now you go Pat. Pat comes in. He's a Ferrari.
Did you watch the?
He's supposed to win some stuff, don't he?
Did you watch the original Fast and the Furious, the first one?
Some of it.
That means no. Some of it, before you fell asleep.
Oh yeah.
There's I don't know what the guy's name. Malcolm in the Middle, the little kid.
Freddy Muniz.
Yeah, in that movie. He has this souped-up Volkswagen, and that might be Brady. The Volkswagen was fast as hell.
Yeah.
What would be your Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks? For me, I'm going Brady, Montana, Pat, maybe Elway. Maybe Elway. People sleep on John Elway.
They really. I was about to say that final spot.
John Elway went to
Manning
5 Super Bowls.
Yeah, I know he did. I did.
He got his ass kicked by the Redskins in one of them.
Didn't win on them until he got that running game.
Sure,
it was a lot.
What's yours? Maybe I'm sleeping on Terry Bradshaw.
Tom is there.
Maybe I'm sleeping on
Tom is there. Joe's there. Pat's there.
Staubach. I don't know.
And
then I'm going to
Peyton. Peyton was obviously awesome.
You got to throw Peyton in there, bro. Peyton was around a long time, bro.
Ahead of Elway?
I am, because I think Elway's success came once Shanahan rolled in with the running game for him.
How do you reconcile Dan Marino's career?
I was just like, Marino won none, but, dude, I don't know a better pure passer ever.
Doug, Marino's
– he threw for 5,000 yards back when it was
in 83.
It was run first back then.
We got to go get him on here, see what his Mount Rushmore is.
Is he here?
Yeah, he's walking around.
Yeah, good. You book him, I'll give you $100 cash. I was never a Marino guy. People are Marino guys.
The dude
that season is so unbelievable, and the quick release.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what that proves to you is a great quarterback without stuff around him is not much. Now their offense was electrifying. They couldn't stop people.
Electrifying.
So you get. Like, a lot of times people always talk about how the quarterback makes everybody around them better. I have to believe when you got the right pieces around you, it makes you better too. So, and we naturally give the quarterback all the credit. But you got to have something to work with. Or you're going to have problems. We've seen a lot of quarterbacks come in the league, and they're good. And they get beat the hell up, and they never win anything.
Totally.
Nobody, they don't build the right people around them.
I'm curious with that dude. There's a dude that's been here all week. Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan. Does, yeah. I think it's their morning show. He's been wearing this, like, Kansas City captain's hat all week. I wonder what they say about the Brady-Mahomes debate.
They probably already think it's better than Montana finished up in Kansas City, did he not?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He did finish. How you doing, brother? I'm JP.
I'm Bob. Nice to
meet
you.
Bob, what up,
Bob? How you doing, Brian, man?
Brian, good to meet you, man. So
I got to say, your hat has been impressive all week.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes.
How do you describe that hat?
It is a Chiefs captain's hat.
Yeah.
You know, like you're driving a boat, you know? So the story goes, my friend and I, like, we've been friends since the day we met in college.
So 96.5 The Fan, you do the morning show.
I do, do the morning show, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City. My friend and I, we're idiots, you know? Like, we're just, like, I'll just read you, like, some of the text message he sends me over the last, you know, couple days. It's just it's just dumb stuff that guys do, right?
Yeah,
we're both
dude.
Married. We're 47 years old, got kids, dealing with life, and, you know, he just does the stupid stuff. Like, how many sugar packets do you put in your chocolate pudding for maximum effect? Like, those are the kind of stuff we trade back and forth, just whatever randomly comes to mind. And one day he sends me a picture of this hat. He goes, I'm buying two. We're each wearing them for the Chiefs season. This was a year ago. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll wear it every once in a while. And I was packing for the Super Bowl. I saw, like, I'm throwing that in the bag, man. Let's go. Let's bring the captain's hat down.
You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, the owner loved it. Clark Hunt's like, if we win on Sunday, I'm taking your hat and I'm wearing it. Mark Donovan, team president, is like, that's a pretty wild hat. I'm like, yeah, it is, you know?
So I wanted to ask you this because Brian and I, we are – B's a Super Bowl winner with the Skins. Jaden has changed our conversation in D.C., obviously. Now, he's not in the conversation that you're having yet, right? But it seems like he could be on a trajectory of real things. But we're having this debate. You may already have him ahead. I don't know. I don't want to speak for you. But, like, if they win this weekend, if they first ever Super Bowl era team to three-peat, where do you have Pat in the all-time conversation?
Well, I do have a captain's hat on with a Chiefs logo. You know,
that may be why we wanted to talk to you.
But here's the thing on this one, and I've said this all week, and I get pushback from just about everybody. Mahomes wins on Sunday. He's the greatest of all time. He would have done something that nobody else in this sport has done.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the separator that you have. Like, Tom Brady couldn't do it. Joe Montana couldn't do it. Terry Bradshaw couldn't do it. All these other guys that came before, first of all, never went to three in a row and never won three in a row.
Didn't the Pats go to three in a row and they lost the middle one to
the
Eagles?
I don't remember that. Did they win, lose, win?
I think they beat the Falcons, lost to the Eagles, beat the Rams.
Okay, but like in a three-peat, you know, extent, you know, where you're going for that third one in a row to win. Yeah. So I do. I think
he should get the Triple Crown in horse racing. If you lose the second one, it's over.
It's over, right? Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
You got to move to the next.
You got to move on to the next one. And
the Preakness always gets you.
It does, right? So I just think, like, I feel like you're doing something that nobody else has done before. And I know there's been a lot of pushback because there's a lot of Brady fans still out there, and I get all that, and I'm respectful, obviously, of what Tom has done. But somebody shared with me the other day. They go, "Do you consider Bill Russell the greatest basketball player of all time?" I'm like, "No." Well, he had seven rings, you know, or eight rings, or whatever he had. But, like, you never really mention him. It's LeBron and Michael. It's Kobe. It's Shaq. Like, those are
big
the guys.
Big men never
you know?
Get respect in those conversations
in hoops. And it also happened, you know, generations ago where probably none of us were even alive when Bill Russell was playing. That doesn't matter. But my thing is, like, you're doing something that nobody has ever done, and it's always been something that everybody's striving for, right?
Yeah.
And Mahomes could do this on Sunday. Like, for me, yeah, he becomes the best of all time.
So – he might, man. I remember,
what do you guys think? I mean, am I an idiot? I know I got the hat on.
Listen, I'm trying to explain where
he played for Andy.
If he were to win, you won four, three in a row. You've been to five in 7 years as a starter.
Yeah,
that percentage is very damn high.
Yeah,
you know, you talk about being in the Super Bowl almost 77% of the time.
So here's one for you: Patrick Mahomes has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl, like 71.4% of the time that he's been in the NFL. That's higher than his completion percentage in NFL history. His percentage of going to the Super Bowl is higher than his completion percentage.
I saw this stat. I hope I'm not butchering this, but I think this is going to blow your mind. George Karloftis, good pass rusher.
Yeah.
I don't mean to offend you in your hat. I don't think Karloftis is a Hall of Fame type player.
Oh, hell no. Not now. No,
He's a good player. He's a good player. He reminds me a lot of Kerrigan, honestly. Is he a Purdue guy, too?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And so maybe that's unfair. I'm just comparing white dudes who went to Purdue, but whatever.
Well, how many Purdues are in the NFL? I mean, you know, like Len Dawson, Drew Brees, you know, those two.
We refer to them as Purdue.
Purdue, yeah.
Karloftis has more playoff sacks than Lawrence Taylor. Already.
Because he's always in it.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like to me, that's a Mahomes stat or an Andy Reid stat, however you want to look at
it.
I my thing with Mahomes, as directly as it compares to Brady, is like I'm not in a hurry to decide because he's in his seventh or eighth year, whatever it is.
And that's nuts.
Who knows where this ends? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that, to me, is what is so mind-boggling.
Yeah.
How old is Pat?
29. Right? It's crazy. But what he's accomplished by 29 is even better than what Tom Brady was able to accomplish at 29. Like, clearly, this is the early stages of his career. The book is just being written.
Well,
but
Brady,
it's already a bestseller.
Gap.
And he had that 10-year gap where
and
he didn't win one.
I think early Brady versus what he was late, Mahomes has always been the dude.
Yep.
He's always been the driver of that Chiefs engine.
Yes.
Right? Whereas Brady was certainly not along for the ride, but, like, that defense was so good. Belichick was so – there were so many factors there.
Yeah.
What is your – we just did your QB Mount Rushmore, if you want to do it. And
yeah.
I think Mahomes is obviously already there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brady's obviously there. To me, Montana's there.
Right.
The fourth spot is kind of the debatable one. I'm curious where you land on that.
It's those three, and I don't know who that fourth one would be. You
we're
know?
Kind of between Elway and Peyton.
Elway could, yeah, I would say Elway
you probably.
Probably.
Hate Elway,
I do, yeah. I mean, I think you have to, but I mean, how good was John Elway, right? I mean, you got to put him up on that list. Peyton, I'll be honest with you, kind of leaves you wanting more. Like, I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about Tony Dungy. I'm not a huge fan because he attacks Taylor Swift, and I don't like that. Peyton Manning deserved better than what he had those years in Indianapolis. He only had that one championship, and then went to Denver and won mm-hmm. that other one. So I feel like he leaves you
how
wanting more.
How much of
more.
That lands on Peyton, though?
I don't know.
He didn't.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm curious if Lamar and Josh Allen are on, like, a Peyton track.
Maybe. And that's the other thing.
Mahomes and Peyton kept running into Brady.
Like Patrick Mahomes is not only winning Super Bowls, he's preventing some of these other great quarterbacks that we have right now from even having an opportunity to win a Super Bowl.
Totally.
Dude, he's putting Allen and Mahomes into Barkley and Malone territory.
Yeah, he really is. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's wild, man. Yo, thank you for – I know we just grabbed
it. It's fine, man. That's what Radio Row's all about, right?
Absolutely. Appreciate
absolutely,
it. Man.
You guys got it, man.
Appreciate
thank you,
man. What a cool scene for Mahomes to go for a three-peat.
Yeah.
And I should have asked him this. One thing, I've now interacted with Mahomes – I had, like, one real non-media conversation with him years back at Augusta, and he couldn't have been nicer and cooler. And I was just some dude at Augusta, and he was cool about it.
Yeah, he's cool,
like,
dude.
Down-to-earth dude for his level of success.
Yeah.
All right, we got Sticky Icky Ricky Williams joining us at noon. Nobody go anywhere.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.